Welcome back to Real Life, and this is your host, John Christopher. And today I have as my guest, Steve Kenny, the owner of SRK Pool Services. Hi, Steve. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, John.
Great. I'm so happy you got here. I understand you had some difficulty, some conundrums getting here with the traffic, but otherwise you're here now. And before we start talking about pools and water quality, did you grow up here?
I did, yeah. I actually was, my family, my mom grew up here.
Okay.
And her father owned the Shea Labatt in East Hampton, which is on Main Street back in the 50s and 60s. So.
Oh, so was what was it called again?
The Shea Labatt.
Okay.
The Shea Labatt is a French restaurant on Main Street in East Hampton. And we were always in the food business, the whole family.
Now, do you have a French background or was it just because?
Half French, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool. So, that's great.
So, yeah, it's
like one of my
Irish. Yeah.
Oh, what a great combo.
Yeah, great, yeah.
So
I went to spring school.
And you went to spring. So you know this area quite well and what's going on with the pools. What led you to become one of the top experts on pools?
Well, nice of you to say that. But I was at the Culinary Institute for many years, for about 2 years.
Oh, you studied
the CIA, yeah.
Wow.
I was in the culinary arts. And I really was a fan of the action or reaction when you're dealing with baking or cooking. And it really fascinated me on how I could actually apply that to water.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been drawn to water. There's something about the water that has this huge, you know, one of the most powerful.
Well, we have plenty of it out here, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But most people don't want to go out there. They want to go in their pool.
Yeah, that's true.
So you started in being a restaurateur or working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how does one segue out of one into the...
That was an interesting story. Well, it all started with, I was doing both. I was working in the restaurant business and doing pools. And I was taking care of pools in the during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working with my dad and my two brothers. And then one brother went into law. The other one went into film. My dad slowly retired. And we grew the business together slowly.
Wow.
And it was all of a, you know, Volkswagen Bug with no front seat. And just trying to
figure
out how
all
to do
the poles and what?
Yeah, the poles, and that's all we could afford at the time to keep going and get it going.
So, was your dad your mentor?
In a way, but not as much so as Jordan Glacier was. He was a distributor, vendor, and every time I had a question, I'd ask him a question, and he'd give me enough information that piqued my interest to look into it more. He never really gave me the answers because he knew, but he didn't really know how to apply it. And I just had this burning desire to figure it out.
Right. And you did.
It took 20 years to figure it out. And there's no place to ask the questions.
A lot of people aren't aware that chlorine, when they smell that in a pool, that's not really a healthy thing. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, elemental chlorine is an odorless and tasteless compound until it bonds to ammonia or nitrogen. So when you're swimming in a pool and you start to sweat or perspire, that'll bond with chlorine and that'll create chloramines. And that's the byproduct of chlorine. And that's the harmful part of chlorine. And that's what you smell. A lot of people associate that sweet smell of chlorine as a summer, you know, happy days. And this is the way I'm supposed to smell. But in fact, and a lot of people say that, well, there's too much chlorine in the pool. In fact, there's not enough. So we also use chlorine to break that bond between ammonia and chlorine. They call that shocking. And the only way you really can break that bond, and we can get into that a little later, is with ozone. So
chloramines, how are they unhealthy?
Well, they're known to cause asthma in children and into adults as well if you're exposed to it. You'll have cough attacks and you'll burn your eyes, sinus problems, ear infections. It's just an inactive form. It doesn't really kill anything. So in order to get free available chlorine, and that's what you're really looking for is the free available chlorine, you have to break that bond between ammonia and chlorine so it's free and available to fight bacteria. So if it's busy with ammonia, it's never going to be able to do its job. So that's something that it's multifaceted. It's not just one thing. It's just not just chlorine. It's just not pH. It's hard to calcium or alkalinity or microfiltration. They're all of them have an important role for each other and all of them hold hands, so to speak. And so understanding the parameters of what you're working with is just as important as if you were baking in the restaurant. Everything has to have a perfect temperature, a perfect amount of this and that in order to make it perfectly leavened. And that's something that chemistry is all about.
Right. Now, you developed and designed a system, right? Mm-hmm. What's that system called?
Well, we call it the Hydrozone 3 system, and it stands for three layers of protection. We use a trace amount of chlorine for bather-to-bather contamination. So if you were swimming in the water and you sneezed or spit, or something else might have happened, at least you're protected for there. So the ozone will actually help to oxidize the bond between pneumonia and chlorine, so that little trace amount of chlorine is free and available to fight bacteria. And then we have another part, which is the UV, which will help sanitize the water which ozone is good at sanitizing, but not as good as UV. So I have all three layers of those, and they all work together, and they all help each other.
Now, is it difficult to find the balance of that, or is it?
No. Once you figure out what you're doing, right. once you set it up, I mean, what we're working on now is more of an advanced oxidation system where we're putting the ozone into the UV chamber, and that's creating hydroxyl radicals, and that's a very potent way to kill pesticides and all sorts of things in the water, and the sewage treatment plants are using it as well, so... There's a lot of we're doing a lot of testing in my shop now for that and
but
understanding.
Chlorine doesn't necessarily kill all the pathogens.
Not at all. No, it'll kill germs and prevent athlete's foot and things like that, but it won't kill cryptosporidium, which is our biggest concern in the industry right now.
And what is that?
It's a parasite, and it's become immune to chlorine because we've overused chlorine. I mean, since this, I guess it was Roosevelt who got polio.
Right.
And they thought that he came down with polio because of chlorine. The story about chlorine is that he was going away in the summer and he came back with polio. So they just attributed it to swimming in a pool. So a lot of the pools were drained back then and they closed all the pools because they thought chlorine was causing this. But in fact, it was the chlorine that's killing polio. So that's what they found, that chlorine was actually killing the polio. So then they brought chlorine back into the industry. And then in the 60s, chlorine just took off. And that was the main source. It was just keep pumping chlorine.
It's
turned into a, we've overused chlorine for that reason.
It's not good. It's not really healthy.
It's not healthy. And the problem is that now that parasite is immune to chlorine, and about 20 years ago, there was a symposium that I went to, and all these PhDs were talking about this big problem with cryptosporidium becoming immune to chlorine and how we're going to kill it. And we're there now. Right. This is a big issue.
Now, does your system handle that?
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's CDC approved to actually – ozone is approved by the Center for Disease Control to kill crypto and UV. So either one. I use both because I like to have more than one layer of protection in my water.
Now, you've done some high-end pools. In fact, you did the pool at the Maidstone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this year.
What was the issue there?
Well, the same thing. A lot of the clients that we built the pools for locally are Maidstone members, and they love the water at their homes. They were not happy with the Maidstone water, and a lot of them won't swim there. And they finally all came together, and we got a system installed there, and it took a while because the politics and also getting involved with the health department. It's the first one in all of Long Island to have ozone and UV, so that was a big accomplishment to get that knocked out. And there's a lot of learning going on.
I used to be on the harbor committee, and one of the things that they were always promoting was to go with salt water. But salt water is not necessarily the salt water we think that's from the ocean.
No.
It's actually salt.
And salt has a lot of high T. The total dissolved solids in saltwater pools are very high for if it was coming from the ocean, like a Gurney's type of thing. But a regular sodium salt pool that you know of that we're talking about in the industry is taking electrolysis and sending the electrolysis into the water and charging the particles of salt into sodium hypochlorite, which is still shock. It's liquid shock.
Right.
So it's a high
different
pH.
Form.
Right. And then you start playing with the index and water's ability to scale and corrode. And that's a very, very important part of this whole equation. And that's why I came up with the Hydrozone 3 systems.
Right. Well, how can people get information on SRK Pool Services?
Well, that's the website's being worked on now. We have a website that's a static page for now because we're reinventing our...
And what is that?
It's srkpools.com.
Oh.
It's Modern Pool Solutions.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yep. Well, Steve, it's been a delight having you on the program. This is John Christopher for Real Life, and we'll be right back with my next guest, Deirdre DeVita, top West Hampton broker.